You are listening to the Mom Halo Podcast. This sweet ear candy will serve up laughs and aha moments as we talk to best-in-class thought leaders. These folks are dropping gems of genius. I'm Alana Kapitz, CEO and founder of the Mom Halo community. I'm a fun, fearless, freckled mom with three wild kiddos. I love to introduce you to ideas and people that will rock your world, all while laughing out loud, because that is the only way to get through the daily grind of parenthood. Plug in your earphones and let's get to them. Okay. Hello, hello. Welcome to the Mom Halo Podcast. I'm your host, Alana Kapitz, and this is season four of Mom Halo Podcast. And I'm super excited because we are live in studio at the most beautiful collective workspace where we will be going live for the next little while. And I have a old friend back in audience, back in studio, I should say. But it feels like audience because we're live. Welcome, Marley.
Thank you. I'm so honored to be back.
This is so nice to have you. Thank you. Tell me, how's it going? For those of you who don't know, why don't you just take us from the top, who you are, what you do, where you're from?
Oh gosh. Okay. I'm Marley. I am a mom of two and four. Soon to be three and five.
Already? They're so big.
I know.
Oh my God.
And I have been a full-time content creator for a really long time, since 2017. I started my account before that, but like full-time 2017. And really my account used to be all about health and fitness. It's called Kale and Crunches, so food and fitness. It really transitioned into motherhood when I had my first, continued with that with my second. And then everything sort of came full circle when I had my second daughter, middle of COVID, and I really found tangible ways to fit health and fitness into my life in a way that made sense for new moms, because it felt like everyone that I had saw online and all these programs and apps weren't really talking to new moms. Everyone was saying how important it is to get 8 hours of sleep, and sleep is the most important, and mental health and this and that. I'm like, no one's talking to the moms who can't control that. I can't control how much sleep I'm getting right now.
Yeah.
So I really found that there was this white space in the market for speaking to moms in that way. And also I had found ways to fit health and fitness in on zero sleep. And I really wanted to share that with as many people as possible. So I started my company called Bounce Forward Co., which is a fitness app for moms, but it's more than just fitness. We talk about everything from mindset to how to deal with no sleep, to eating foods that fuel us to feel amazing, mindset practices. So it's really a holistic approach to taking care of yourself.
I love that. I think the last time you were on my podcast, you were just starting.
Yeah.
Business.
It's almost two.
Wow.
Yeah. This month, actually.
Okay.
It feels longer.
You know,
you've been doing something and it's just like, it's another baby. It's like my third child.
Yeah, I completely understand. I know it's a beautiful community. I was one of the early members of your community. Yeah. Let's talk about fitness.
Yeah.
How does fitness, Mar? I mean, you live it, you breathe it. Yeah. How does it fit into your life?
Such a good question.
Tell me.
It initially fit into my life as a tool to just feel better. I got into fitness later in life. I was not an athlete. I danced growing up, mm-hmm. but never played sports. Like never fitness. I had never stepped foot in a gym until I was probably like 19 or 20. Never been into a gym before. Mm. So I really found fitness when I stopped dancing, and college or university, corporate world, 9-to-5 desk job. And I just felt so tired, lethargic. I had headaches. I just wasn't feeling good on the inside in my early 20s. And I couldn't walk up a flight of stairs without being out of breath. And that was what sparked my interest in fitness. I literally Googled like how to feel better, how to work out. And I saw some blogs. Like this is like before Instagram,
right.
Okay?
Right.
And I joined the gym in my office building. And I started to go at lunch and after work, and I fell in love with it. And I think the things that I fell in love with were the group classes.
Yeah.
Because it was sort of like the closest thing to dance that I was missing in my life.
Interesting.
Yeah. I loved the music. I loved step classes.
Right.
I loved like the cardio classes.
Yeah.
I hate cardio now, but I really loved it back then.
Understood.
And I fell in love with it. It was like, this is this thing that's missing in my life. I hated my job. I wasn't happy, but I was like, I'm okay. I found this thing that I really love. And then finding fitness just led to making other changes in my life. I started to drink more water. I started to research more about the foods that were making me feel better. I worked in real estate, a really male-dominated industry, drinks after work, dinners out, you know, wining and dining, conferences, things like that. Mm-hmm. I was trying to keep up with all the men. We were like, you know, going for burgers and fries and all the, I was eating things that wasn't making me feel good.
Right.
And I wanted to just learn more about what makes you feel good. And I started to implement the changes, and like, people started to notice. They're like, you know, you look different. You look better. You look healthier. You look like more glowy and vibrant. What's your secret? And I wanted to tell everybody
right.
about what I was learning about health and fitness. But I was like, it's never going to be a career. I don't know why. It just didn't seem like a
viable option. Yeah. I think it's so relatable, like women in boys clubs where they're just like keeping up with the dudes doing the duty things. Yeah. And it's like, this is not serving me at all.
Yeah.
And I think there is sort of like a new renaissance du jour of like, fuck this. I'm not going to do corporate. This isn't serving me. Mm. Like, it's just a job. It's not worth my health or my life. So
I was the weird person that brought their lunch to work.
Yeah. God. When you think back to those days now where you are, like, can you even connect the dots?
I try to.
Yeah.
And I try to all the time, actually. It's a good question because I really feel so grateful for this job and this life. And I often think back to, I could be at this job again and not have the freedom to do so-and-so with my kids and take them to doctor's appointments in the middle of the day. And, you know, that's really what now fuels my job is my freedom and work-life balance with my kids.
Right.
So I actually do think about it a lot.
Let's talk about mindset. I know you've been like a mindset warrior. Yeah. I love it for you. And I love it.
It comes back to mindset.
It always does. But I know you've done some mindset coaching and you're really talking about it on your social. Oh, congratulations. I didn't even say you really hit new heights in social media. Yeah. You just crossed 100. What does I see here? Oh, 118, Marley.
Hi.
Look at that. Last time I checked, it was 100. Yeah. Good for you, babe. I mean, you hit the 100. Good for you. Okay, we'll talk about that in a minute.
Okay,
talk to me about mindset, because I know this is like a big part of your content and a big part probably of your life. Yeah. And I know for some people, it's like woo-woo.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Totally.
Doesn't fit. But what is mindset for you and how have you been able to integrate it into your daily?
Yeah, thanks for asking about that. I think it's so important. Mindset really can be an overwhelming idea or notion for anyone. They think it's meditation. They think it's like sitting on a rock with your hands in Om, like staring off into the
distance.
That's
what I think. Yeah.
And it really, it doesn't need to be that. Mindset is ultimately just our thoughts and our headspace and paying attention. And that's something that we don't do. We don't pay attention to our thoughts. We have, I don't know what the statistic is, but thousands and thousands of thoughts a day. Most of them are negative. Mm. Most of them are repetitive, negative self-talk. So really to me, mindset is just catching those thoughts. Reframing is a big one for me.
Mm.
And gratitude. And that can be just, that can come out in so many different practices. I try to tell this to our members, like, doesn't need to be a 10-minute meditation. It can simply be closing your eyes and taking a deep breath, or not closing your eyes and taking a deep breath. It can be that pause between, feels good, right?
Yeah,
feels
so good.
It can be that pause between your kids being dropped off, you getting to your office or your house, and just taking a moment before getting out of the car.
The commute's so good.
The commute's amazing.
Oh my God. Give me a commute, baby.
It's pauses in the day. It really is abstract and can be whatever you want it to be. But for me, it always comes back to gratitude, checking my thoughts, checking myself. And I'm big into meditation, but that for a long time, for many years now.
Take us back. What does reframing mean? When you say reframing, what does it actually mean? You have a thought, comes into your head, and go.
Love this question. Okay. Reframing to me is catching those negative thoughts and finding either the gratitude of the situation, or like checking your privilege in a situation. Example, I'm so annoyed my kids kept me up all night.
Yeah.
Reframe, my kids are healthy. Like I'm grateful to be in this position. Listen, it is kind of annoying and like obnoxious to say this out loud and be like, you should always be grateful. And I don't think that everything needs to be prefaced with gratitude. Like, oh, I'm so grateful, so I can't complain. Like, we're all tired. Everyone has the right to complain. Like, it's hard no matter what. We shouldn't be comparing ourselves. But at the end of the day, I think this comes from having a gratitude practice. Mm. I really do. From like, which could be writing down 5 things that you're grateful for in a journal a couple times a week.
Yeah.
Doing like the 5-minute journal is a great tool for people who have never done this before. It's just, things could always be worse. I think I'm generally an optimistic person. Always have been. But even here's an example, like such an obnoxious example, but let's keep it real. we got sick on our trip to Miami again, like 3 years in a row.
Right.
And it was like a shitty thing. Like I had a really bad flu. Sky had a really bad flu. And it, you know, boo-hoo, you're in Miami, like in a nice place. Yeah. No one feels bad
still
for
shitty.
You. Whatever. No yeah. one feels, that's the thing. It's an yeah. obnoxious example. But like me, I chose to reframe and was like, how nice is it that I'm lying in bed for 12 days with my two-year-old watching Disney movies?
Yeah.
And I don't have any work obligations right now because I took the time off. Like that to me was a reframe.
So nice.
It was so nice.
It's a really great example. I don't think it's obnoxious. I think it's a really good example. And really relatable because I think we're often put in these situations where we're like, oh God, why me? Why now? But like, I can really see that. I really think that's inspirational, Mark, because I think it is a small, tiny, little, tiny tweak, a reframe.
It's a reframe.
I love that. Thank you for explaining. Okay. So what has wellness meant to you right now in your life? Tell me about your wellness journey, because I think fitness mindset and wellness are very different.
Yeah.
And you are in the wellness industry. It has exploded in the time you've been on social. You know, you were sort of early to dinner with all of this stuff. It wasn't the like talk du jour. It wasn't the thing that people were talking about. And you've always sort of had a gut instinct, an inclination. You've always just been like first to market with these sorts of things. But what does wellness mean?
How I feel on the inside out. Like I know in those moments or months or years where like I'm feeling like shit and I know when I'm not. Wellness to me are just doing the practices that make me feel my best. But that comes with a lot of trial and error for someone who might be listening, who is like never, you know, even thought about health and fitness.
Yeah.
Like it seems too overwhelming for someone to say, you know, do the things that make me feel good. It was a lot of trial and error. It's like drinking more water than coffee. Going to bed earlier, being on my phone less, little tweaks throughout the day that just make me feel better. And what is feeling better? Having more energy, being more patient with my kids and my husband, less headaches, less sugar cravings. Like these are tangible things that I notice when I'm feeling my best. Clearer skin.
Your skin's super clear right now.
I'm wearing really good makeup.
Yeah, you're really good.
And I'm on these like very intense prescription topicals for hormonal acne.
Oh, really? Oh, your face looks great.
Shout out to my dermatologist.
Shout out to
my if you've been following me, you know the struggle. My struggle has been real.
Oh, no. I mean, So I think that's interesting. I think that like this hot mess motherhood trend has made it like normalized to like, I mean, I'm guilty. I came into social media with the forte of being like, you know, the boozy mommy, like that was sort of the angle I took. For me at the time, it solved the problem that like I just had no social life and couldn't find a girl gang that like met my needs. And my needs were like, I really, so much of my identity happened in social settings, and to have that taken away from me was really hard. So for me, like there was sort of this like major boozy culture thing that I was leaning hard into, and I've sort of leaned very far away from it because it doesn't serve me anymore. And I don't really think that's the case. But I think this idea of like, do whatever the fuck you need to do to make yourself feel better is where I'm at. Yeah. And I think wellness falls into that.
Yes.
Why do you think it's so hard for people to be well? Like, why is it so much easier to pick the other option?
I think we lean into these things that give us like dopamine hits.
Mm.
Like, right? I think our bodies just tend to gravitate towards quick fixes.
Mm.
So whether that's like a sugary snack from the cupboard, another cup of coffee, a glass of wine, so scrolling social media. I think it's like a big instant gratification problem. I think it's a big problem for anyone, even for me, just waiting in line for something. I'll instantly pull out my phone. I need that dopamine hit. Like I'm so addicted to my phone and social. Mm-hmm. It's so bad.
Are you or someone you know looking to buy a car but have no idea how to begin the process? Free car buying resources are available to you from OMVIC, Ontario's vehicle sales regulator. OMVIC educates and protects car buyers who purchase vehicles from dealerships in Ontario. They also provide free car buying workshops to both public and private groups who are interested in learning more and gaining confidence in the car buying process. Before you buy your next car, remember, as an Ontario car buyer, you've got rights and you've got OMVIC. Learn more at OMVIC, OMVIC.ca. Or email education@omvic.on.ca. Good Night Sleep Site, a family sleep consulting practice, offers customized one-on-one sleep training programs and online e-courses from babies to teens and adults. Whether you're just entering the world of parenthood and need some baby sleep help, or your once perfect teen sleeper is now throwing you for a loop, Good Night's Sleep Site has helped children and families sleep better since 2007. You can book a one-on-one sleep consultation where you'll work directly with a Good Night certified sleep consultant, or if you're an I just need a plan parent, you can purchase their online DIY sleep programs available for ages from newborn to teens. Request to set up a complimentary 15-minute discovery call at info@goodnightsleepsite.com, where you can connect with a Good Night Sleep Site consultant and they can hear more about your child's sleep issues and can explain the best baby-to-teen program for your specific sleep situation. Also, connect with Alana and her team on Instagram at GNSleepSite. Dr. Robin Bowage's vision is to make a lasting impact on the field of children's mental health by leveraging her expertise as a pediatrician and author. Her vision encompasses a commitment to promoting children's mental well-being not only within her clinical practice, but also by extending her reach into homes and schools through her innovative products, including children's books, plush toys, and more. Through her books, she aims to address prevalent issues such as anxiety, bullying, and cultural inclusivity, offering practical guidance to parents and guardians. Visit dearmommy.ca or at dearmommy_3 on Instagram for more information. Plus, use code MOMHALO25 for 25% off your purchase of any toys or products.
I think we just can't be quiet. We can't be alone. We can't be uncomfortable. I feel like we've all lost the ability. Even me, I can't even put on, like, leggings for me is a big deal. I want sweatpants. I hate being uncomfortable. I feel like COVID or something. Yes. I don't know what it is. Or motherhood or a mix of the two.
Yeah.
I lost my ability to be uncomfortable. Like, I have a problem with discomfort. I think we all do.
That's interesting. I think, you know, for me, I think the wellness moment, I'm also going through a wellness thing for the first time in a long time. For real. Really feel good from the inside out for the first time in a long time. Okay. It's sick.
Love it.
I feel so good. And it feels weird for me to feel good. It's like a new feeling. I think there's something about being comfortable in the uncomfortable, but the uncomfortable of like wearing jeans and wearing heels and like going the extra mile for somebody else maybe is where I'm sort of drawing the line. Like, yeah. What makes me feel good?
What makes you
feel- and that to me has been wellness. Yeah. I love that so much. How about your kids? How do you model wellness for your kids?
Oh, that's so something I am very cognizant of. I grew up one of four girls and we are all best friends and always have been and have amazing relationships and very like healthy relationships with ourselves, I think. So it's something I'm like, what did my mom do right here?
Like, I'm so really, nice. I'm really, I passed a bit to Linda.
It is. She's yeah. amazing. I really, oh, I just, wellness, I take a lot of pride in talking about mommy's exercise. Like, they do know it's work too. So it's a little bit of a weird space there, but mommy works out, mommy meditates. Like, I model these things in front of them. I have my water and really they are little sponges and they want to do, especially my little one wants to do everything that I do from like the way I dress and look. She's, if I come into her room and get her from her crib and wearing a certain outfit, she wants that outfit. Mm. My hair is up. She wants her hair
still
up.
Still yoga.
exactly.
Yeah. I love that. Yeah.
But I really just try and show them like, it's okay to take time for your, it's okay for mom to take time for herself. Even not working out and drinking water, like meditating. When I have dinner plans with my girlfriends, I'll be like, mommy's going out. Mommy really needs to spend time with her friends. She really needs some time away from daddy. Like, you know, whatever. I try and talk about it in front of them. I create an open dialogue. I know they're so young, but they absorb everything. So it's really just about modeling, doing what makes me feel good, unapologetically guilt-free so that they feel guilt-free.
Did you grow up in a house where Linda was exercising?
No. Oh, yes and no. I thought you were going to say like Linda taking time for herself.
Well, both. No. I mean, like, let's talk about wellness as you grew up. Did she model it for you?
No. She,
I mean, generally, I don't think they did, but I'm just curious if she did. No.
Like working out, I do remember she would take me sometimes to the gym. I remember watching her cardio fitness classes and I actually remember like drawing pictures outside there or like clapping along to the music and watching her exercise. I do have those core memories, but she really, her workouts are like, she's on her feet all day long. She's cooking. She's lifting those pots and pans.
Right.
She's so, you would look at her and be like, that woman lives in the gym. That woman does not go to the gym.
So funny. Yeah. I just think it's so interesting that the motherhood generation before us, they were naturally very thin, but they didn't really work out. And they were like, I don't know, it was like the revolution of the microwave and margarine. Right. Like that was the generation they grew up in. Yeah. And I don't know, I'm thinking a lot about those intergenerational moments. What I saw, I never saw my mom work out ever, but she was so slender my whole life. Yeah. I don't know how.
I mean, it's probably like processed foods were different.
Probably. I mean, like I know, all those, all those factors, but I just didn't understand, like, there was no wellness. There was none of that.
No.
Obviously, such different values in generation to generation. What is it called? You know, generation. What's the new one?
Intergeneration.
No, the next generation coming. We're X, Boomer.
Gen Z
underneath them. Alpha.
Mm. Yeah. But funny, even when I got super into health and fitness, especially with the eating, I would be like making these juices and like telling my mom all these things that I've learned in nutrition school. Mm-hmm. And her whole thing is like, I made these beautiful muffins, Marley. They're so healthy because they have all real ingredients in them. Buttermilk, flour, gorgeous sugar, like all these things. Like to her, wellness is like real whole ingredients. She doesn't believe in the fake ingredients. Like to her, having like a chocolate chip muffin with real ingredients, that's her wellness.
That's my wellness, Mark. Linda, I live at 254.
I'll be like, where's the almond flour and the agave syrup back then? And she's like, Marley, no.
Yeah, so funny.
She's like, that's offensive.
My parents just got into like artificial sweeteners. They like drink like literally artificial, and now they're drinking stevia.
Yeah.
And they're like, stevia. They're like so obsessed with like an alternative healthy version of something that was toxic. So it's so funny to see how far we've come. Tell me about motherhood. How's being a mommy?
Oh, I love it so much. It's really hard. Every day is different.
It's so hard.
A new challenge. One thing I'll say for sure is that like when something is finally going well with one in terms of like behavioral things or just like routines and getting things down, the other one, it's like tick-tock. Nothing ever is like at the same time.
Yeah.
But it's, I mean, I don't even know what to say. What a question. How's motherhood?
How's it going?
It's going.
Yeah. What would you name this chapter if you were what would this chapter be called? 2024, February 1. What would you call this one?
I am going to name it just to like set the manifested and set the intention. I'm going to call it, what are we going to call it? Let's call it consistent.
Oh, that's my word of the year.
That's my word of the year too.
Stop.
It is
really? Oh, that's so funny. Me too.
Consistent. I love, it's very unpredictable. Like nothing is consistent, but if we can keep things sort of smooth sailing as they are, like the girls are sort of in good. We have big transitions at the beginning of the year.
Okay. I take it back. My word is not consistent. My word is contentment.
Contentment.
Yeah. I'm content. Yeah. I'm just like freaking content. That's chapter 2024. Chapter is contentment. I was like, oh, consistent. No, that's not me. I am being consistent, but it is contentment.
Consistent
is my word. I was like,
don't
wait a minute. Wait.
No.
Wait. I was like, it sounded similar, but it's not that.
Yeah.
Tell me something funny they've done recently. What's made you laugh?
Everything.
Are they so funny?
Sky's.
Who's funnier?
So, okay, so I took them offline. Okay. They're not online anymore.
Oh, amen.
And that was a big decision for me. They are online. Their backs of their heads are online. But if you tried to pause the video, you wouldn't get a photo of them. So I feel like I loved sharing Lily growing up. I mean, she's only 4, but I did love sharing her. And I feel like Sky is such a, everyone's like, oh, Lily's so sassy. I'm like, you don't even know Sky. She is all sass. She has this like full head of curls. She wears an Elsa, like a Rapunzel braid every single day. She wears tap shoes every day around the house. She dresses and she walks around and she shakes her butt and shakes her head. And she is just, it's just amazing.
Oh my gosh,
I can't. So she just makes me like belly laugh every day. She rips her diaper off and shakes her booty and just knows that she's making everyone laugh.
Oh my God, that's so
like
funny.
Everything that makes me laugh with them. But
do you think that birth order has impacted their personalities?
I have no idea. I don't know. I don't know.
I just like, for me, I always think about like, Essa's way funnier than Elias. Elias is like so kind and so sweet and so gentle.
No, I would never describe Lily like that.
No, Elias is so kind and so gentle, but Essa's like, I was writing to a teacher and I was like, oh, Essa's got a new teacher. And they're like, tell us about your kid. It's like, Essa is kind and funny and smart. And Matt like took out, my husband took and like deleted the word kind. She's like, she's funny and smart, but she ain't kind. I was like, you were absolutely right.
Tell the truth.
Tell the truth.
Second thing. Tell, what is that thing from the documentary? Yeah. Be honest.
Be honest.
Be honest.
Yeah. She ain't kind. And I think it has a lot to do with birth order and personality too.
I don't know. They're
the funny, the seconds are funnier.
Yeah. Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah, that's so great. I love that for you. Okay, now let's talk about social media. Mar, what happened here? I'm looking at her screen. Like crazy, like mazel tov.
Thank
congratulations.
You.
This is crazy. Like crazy views.
Let's first acknowledge that it took almost 10 years.
Yeah, I mean, but you worked hard for this. Yes. And things are really cruising along. Tell us about, when did you hit 100,000 followers and how did that feel for you?
Okay, so I put on my vision board of 2023, 100K. Mm-hmm. I recreated my Instagram account and through Photoshop, I put 100K on there.
Cute.
Yeah, it was like a cute little thing. Saw it every single day that I opened up my laptop. On January 2nd, 2024, I hit 100K. So we almost were in that 2023 timeline, but basically it happened. I'll call it 2023. Why not? What happened? A few reels went viral for the right audience. I had reels go viral in the past and they weren't the right audience. Here's an example. If you go on my page, it's pinned because it's funny. I went out with my girlfriends. We got too drunk.
Oh yeah. I saw that one.
It has like 7 million views. We got home at, two in the morning. I had to wake up. It's that one with the little crop top.
Oh, this one?
Next one.
This one.
I'm in crop top on all of them. That one. Yeah.
Oh, so funny. That's hilarious.
Yeah. So when you go out with your girls and you look so dumb, my kids are crawling all over me. It's 5 hours later. I'm trying to parent. Here's an example of a reel that hit the wrong audience.
Right.
It's all men in the comments fighting about how I should be a nice housewife and not go out and not cheat on my husband. And if it reached the right audience of moms who are like, this is so funny. I always want to go out with my girls, but it's not worth it getting up in the morning.
Right.
Probably would have grown from that. 7 million followers didn't grow because it hit the wrong audience.
So funny.
It was like, nah, this did not hit what it was like literally all men fighting. Yeah.
Men.
Boring.
They're the worst. Men.
Anyhow, the right reels went viral toward the end of the year about moms who are interested in working out, but don't have the time and need tips on how to fit working out into their busy life. Thank God it took that long to reach the right audience because I don't want to grow talking to no one. I want to talk to my people.
Yeah.
And that's all that really mattered to me at the end of the day. So yes, it was frustrating sometimes to see like everyone around you blowing up and having 100K and, you know, they started their account two months ago and I've been trucking along for almost a decade, but
right.
I'm happy that it took this long to reach the right people.
Yeah. I think that's so interesting. I think, you know, as some of us who are content creators, who are building businesses on the backs of Instagram, which is super, you know, important and it has proven again and again to be important work. Mm-hmm. I just think it's so funny to see the way people interact with social and people don't understand how much work it actually goes into creation. So tell us about what your day looks like in content creation.
Okay. Here's an example. Cause I did a vlog this morning. I'm very into those right now.
Yeah. Great.
Yeah. So I woke up in Lil's bed. And then here's a little behind the scenes. I was like, here's an opportunity to show not waking up before my kids. Cause I'm showing a lot of that right now. Cause that's the season that I'm in and always with a disclaimer, my kids are sleeping through the night. I would never do this if they weren't sleeping through the night. I did all last year.
Amen. Yes.
So I was like, this is a good opportunity to show day in the life of like a normal day when I'm not getting up at 5:30. So I was lying in bed with Lily. We had like lay together for a little, I don't remember what exactly happened, but woke up in her bed. You know how it is. You never know where you're waking up. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, DC, it's my husband. Grab the phone, film this right now. Like we were already up. We were about to get up. I'm like, just catch this 1 second of me in her bed. Cause I'm like, I want to start the day with this.
Right.
So, but it did take me thinking about a vlog. I should post this. And then it's always the same thing. You probably feel this too. Like I should probably post. I'm too lazy. I'm just too lazy. Right. It's like when your life is your content, 90% of the time I'm too lazy. 10% of the time I actually do it when I have ideas. So I was like, oh, just do it. And then I got him to get the camera and he was a sport and he filmed for 1 second. And then I had my little tripod and brought it around the house with me.
Yeah.
And that's how my day started.
I love that.
Yeah.
I think people don't really understand content creation unless you're in it.
Yeah. It looks really dumb if you're not in it. And when you explain the behind the scenes, it sounds even dumber.
Yeah, I know.
Filming getting out of bed or when you have to get back into bed to film yourself getting out of bed.
Yeah.
It's so cringe.
I know. It is
cringe. But we all do it.
I am so inspired by the vlogging that you've been doing because I am a daily Instagram sharer.
Yeah.
But I do most of it through stories. And to me, that's where the conversations live.
Yeah.
And reels, like I was trying to maybe do more reels just to have volume and see what takes.
Yeah.
Because I also have a vision of doubling my followers this year. We'll see how that goes.
Love that for you. Put it out there.
I'm putting it out there. Yeah. I'm literally gonna go Photoshop my own fee to say $50,000 this year. I think that's really awesome. Yeah, I think it's funny and people don't really understand the work.
Yeah.
I grew up in a household, and I'm not sure you did, and many people did, like, you know, my parents understood, like, doctor, lawyer, accountant. If I could say it in one word and not explain what it is, teacher, they knew what it was. My parents have no idea what I do for a living. Do your parents have any clue what you do?
Okay, I'll give them credit to this. They do. They are. My dad was actually very supportive. I worked for him.
So, I remember, yes.
Yeah, I talked about that on your other podcast.
Yeah.
Listen back to our other episode.
I love that.
But yeah, he actually was like, I am grateful for that. Like, they are very supportive and actually are a little bit more with it, with the technology. But it's interesting now. People, now the kids, let's age us a little bit, they're growing up wanting to be content creators.
100%.
There's a word for it, at least. There wasn't a word for it when we were doing it.
I know. It's true.
At first, it was like nothing. Then it was influencer. Then everyone's like, I hate the word influencer.
Yeah,
the
creator.
Then I was content creator.
Right. Creator. Yeah. Influencer is a hard one. Creator, I think I can get behind. And I still do get behind. But my parents still don't 100%. My mom just loves it. She's like, you're like Oprah Winfrey. You're always like info. She's like, you should have your own TV show. I'm like, Mom, I do have my own TV show. She's like, no, but like on television. I'm like, that's how my audience is.
Traditional media.
I know. She's like, why aren't you on like every talk show in the morning hosting? I'm like,
you would just be a good host.
Thank you. I don't, you know, I leave that to Meredith Shaw, who's going to be on later this year. Yeah. I don't know. I've always like loved media. I love interviewing. I love having conversations.
You're really
good at it. Thank you, Marley.
You also have a good voice. I always like thank to say you. I can listen to you talk forever.
Oh, thank you. That's so nice. I feel the same way about you. No, I'm so excited for your success. I hope it continues to blow up. What's happening next with Bounce Forward? What's next for the business?
I just want to reach as many moms as possible. I really, truly, so deeply and wholeheartedly believe in the platform and our message.
Why don't you take us through it? What is Bounce Forward? What is the program?
Okay, it's a online membership. So you can be a monthly member or an annual member, and you get access to bite-sized at-home workouts catered to busy moms, new moms. There's postpartum programs in there, pregnancy workouts that I filmed when I was 9 months pregnant. But it's more than that. We have monthly challenges that just give you a little taste of how to also take care of yourself outside of working out. So there's like water challenges, walking, meditations, journaling. A lot of our members come in, they've never opened a journal in their life, and they walk out like journaling is a part of their routine. Mm-hmm. And then more than ever, it's also community. It's moms coming in.
It is a very, very nice community.
It's a thriving community.
Yes.
And it's just like there's everyday chats about, you know, every like asking for advice, new moms, people come in who just are looking for mom friends that are like into health and fitness. So it's not just a workout platform. It is an amazing supportive community. And we take a holistic approach to taking care of yourself. And I'm so proud of it, but I really just want to reach my goal is just to reach as many moms as possible with it.
Yeah. I love that. I wish something like that existed when I was
and that's the recently. Biggest compliment I can have. I get that all the time. I wish this existed when I was like having my kids.
Yeah. I think there was a lot of like, for me, what I didn't like when I was recently postpartum many moons ago, like it was 2016. I like, there was only fitness and it was like classes and you had to go. And I always was the biggest girl in the room, or I felt like I was completely out of shape, or I felt like I was trying to get back to what I was prepartum. So it was always like trying to get your baby body back. And to me, that whole idea of like bounce back was always so, frankly, like that's cringe. And to me, that was so...
so toxic
in every possible way. So the Bounce Forward when you came up with was so creative. I was super excited to see that for you, and I hope that the membership continues to grow. But like, it's like a soft, cushy, warm hug of mommies who are supporting each other and lifting each other up. I have a similar network, so I'm super, but not having to do with fitness. So I'm happy to sort of, you know, send people your way as we tend to do.
I
love this for you. I know that you have some cool stuff coming up. What's coming in 2024?
What's coming, honestly, consistency. I just want to be consistent with, you know, gaining more members and putting out content for our members, creating fun classes for them. We're going to have a couple in-person events. We're going to be doing an event in April in person. We're going to be doing an event in August, like a fun walk, outdoor walk, moms coming together. And otherwise, just trying to get the word out to as many people as possible, because I really believe that moms deserve to feel good too. And it's okay to take care of yourself too.
I love that so much. Yeah. Okay, so let's tell everybody where they can find you on Instagram. You're kale_and_crunches.
With a K.
With a K. which I always used to mess up. So thank you for the, sorry, but thank you for the reminder.
At Bounce Forward Co. On Instagram also. And then you can find the membership at www.bounceforwardco.com or in the app store, Bounce Forward Co.
I love that.
Thank you.
Are you do you have a product you're selling?
We have resistance bands.
Okay. Yeah,
that will be available to purchase as well. They're very pretty and they come in all of our colors.
Website. It's so cute, Mark.
Thank you.
It looks so cute. I love that. So if I want to shop.
They're not on the website yet. Coming soon.
Oh, they're coming soon.
Yeah, coming soon.
Resistance bands. They are so good. Can we just talk about resistance bands for a second?
I love a good resistance. We have so many resistance band workouts on the app, especially because like if you're traveling or whatever, you just throw them into your bag. They're just easy and take up no space. And your kids like to play with them too. Yeah, they are. Aren't they cute?
They're so cute. I love them.
They're going to be available for sale soon online.
I love that. No, I think a good resistance band makes all the difference. It's someone who does a lot of health workouts.
I brought you a pack, but I brought you scones. Jessica made scones.
Oh, so thanks, Jessie. I love some Jessica.
Shout out to Jessica.
I like some Jessica wax scones. I love that so much. Okay, so we love you so much. I'm super excited for you and all of your success. I can't wait to see what's next, and I will continue to be your cheerleader and the side for you. If you have not yet met Marley, you get to do so every day through her vlogs on Instagram. Go check her out. She's super amazing. If you're a mom looking for an epic community for fitness, wellness, all those goodness, mindset, and wellness, go check her out. She is fantastic. And I was an early member of the Bounce Forward, and I really did enjoy it. So go check it out, guys. Marley, thanks for being here.
Thank you. Thanks, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.
Mwah. Mwah. Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this episode of the Mom Halo podcast, I'd love your support by sharing it with others, posting about us on social, or leaving a really good rating and review. To catch all the latest from me, you can follow me on Instagram at the Mom Halo. Thanks so much, and I'll see you next time. We're recording today's podcast at the Collective Workspace in North York, voted one of the top 20 co-working and event spaces in Toronto by BlogTO for 2024. This gorgeous space is perfect for drop-in day passes, a long-term office suite with rentable boardrooms available on demand, and even an event space for your private and corporate event rentals. Check them out now at www.thecollectiveto.com or on Insta at The Collective TO and book a tour.